Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard our vessel to Mars. Boarding is completed, as all systems are set, and we're sure that we don't take the coronavirus to outer space. Thanks for your cooperation, by the way. We are ready to launch. First rule, don't panic.
Cabin crew, prepare for takeoff.
Seconds till liftoff.
T-minus 15 seconds. Command is configured for flight. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition.
Well, that was very theatrical, and I don't think that I can quite live up to that. But hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And what you heard there was the intro to Elon Musk's event when he received an award last week or 2 weeks ago from Axel Springer. And this was actually a pretty cool presentation. A little bit of it felt like propaganda, I'm not going to lie. But basically what they did is they had these people sitting in what looked like a tube, and there was screens on the side of them, above them and in front of them. And it kind of took you on a little journey to, you know, like South Africa when Elon was a kid. And then it goes on from there, and he is now 12, and he sold his first video game. And then when he moves to Canada, and then goes to school in Pennsylvania, and then moves to Palo Alto and starts Zip and all these other companies that he's been a part of that have changed our world in some way. And it is very cool. I mean, they weren't going to say anything negative about Elon. They brought him to Germany to give him this award. So why would they be negative? But it all seemed very sanitized, kind of a history of Elon Musk, which is, you know, fine. Again, it's an award. One of the things, this whole presentation in the beginning went on for about 10 minutes. And one of the things that I actually did get a little emotional when I was watching it was when the SpaceX, the two rocket boosters landed at the same time. I mean, some pretty incredible things. And I think everybody that listens to this podcast is aware that I am a fan of Elon Musk's, and I do admire what he's done, but I'm also critical of some of the other things that he's done. But yeah, I mean, it's a well-deserved award that he's receiving. He should receive awards. He's done a lot of great things, and his team has helped him get there with, you know, doing a lot of great things. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about in our Patreon exclusive content this week. But in our regular show for everybody, Sierra, Brad, and myself, we're going to sit down because Sierra and Brad, a couple months ago, we had an episode where they were thinking about buying a Tesla, but they were unsure. Well, spoiler alert, they did end up buying a Tesla, but they receive it tomorrow, which is Friday. To this point, they've had kind of a journey that they had to navigate to get to this point of actually purchasing the car. And we're going to talk to Sierra and Brad about that. We're going to talk about some of the things that, if you haven't ever purchased a Tesla before, some of the things that you should probably be aware of. And again, this is through the lens of two young people in their, one's in their 20s and the other one's in their early 30s. All right, before we get to the interview, we have some business to take care of. A few weeks ago, I announced that I was going to give away a Frunk Puppy tumbler. It keeps your drinks hot or cold, depending on what you want. This is a really well-made tumbler. It's from @28DelaysLater on Twitter, Earl. He was a heck of a nice guy. He came on the show this spring. I think it was this spring. And we chatted about his experience with Tesla and just kind of, you know, just chatted and geeked out about Tesla stuff. I immediately went out and purchased a tumbler from him. And I wish I would have bought two because I'd like one for myself, but that's okay. I immediately went out and purchased this tumbler and I was going to give it away. However, because of COVID and a bunch of other stuff that happened this summer, it was a little bit delayed to getting to me. And then when I got it, I had other things going on. So now I'm giving this thing away. And we only have one Adam that entered the contest. Adam, you won the cup. You are a Patreon supporter. I will reach out to you via email before too long. But I don't think I have your address. So Adam, if you could please email me your address, I will get this cup right out to you immediately. And yeah, what else? Thank you everybody else for entering into that. If you want to become a Patreon supporter, you get not only this show, but twice a month, you will get an extra bit of content for just a dollar. So for $1 a month, you get to support the show, you get the regular weekly episodes that we do, and then you also get two bonus episodes. I can't think of a better deal on the Patreon website, to be honest with you. So go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com and take a look at what we're doing up there. The shows that are available only for the patrons, I never make those available public because you guys paid for those. Those are yours. You get to keep them. Oh, you know what? Real quick, you might have noticed that I skipped last week and there was no show. The reason for that was that my laptop was like restarting, and when you plug it in, it would just like continuously loop, and it said that the battery was gone bad or there was a battery error. I don't know if it said that it had gone bad because it restarted so quick, I was never able to capture everything that it said. So I took it to the Apple store and they were like, yeah, this happened when we were using it too, but we couldn't find anything wrong with the hardware. Maybe wipe the computer and then bring it back and just kind of slowly load things on, which was one of the things I was going to do anyway. So I was like, okay, cool. And I was able to finally kind of get everything started back up today. So I got it back on Tuesday, I think. And today is Thursday when I'm recording this. So I was able to kind of slowly add things and just kind of play with the computer to make sure that everything was okay before I started adding a bunch of more like complexity and programs onto the computer. And so far, it's actually been quite good. So no real issues so far. So maybe it was a software problem. All right, we're going to jump into the interview in just a second. But before we do that, I would like to talk about something that Sierra and I have been working on for the last year, and that is a new podcast. It's called Visco Cult. That's V-S-C-O Cult, and it's a fictional podcast, and it's all about the cult surrounding social media. The podcast is less about cults, if I'm being honest, and more about just kind of making fun of social media and just being silly. So if this sounds like something you would like, go to wherever you get your podcast and do a little search for Visco Cult. That's V-S-C-O Cult. And you'll see a picture of a lady who's kind of in shadow. And that's how you know you found it. Plus, it'll say Visco Cult on it. And like I said, Zier and I have been working on this for a year. It's scripted. We've never done like anything like this before in the past. We act it, which we're not great actors, but hopefully it's entertaining enough that you guys kind of get a kick out of it. We're really proud of it and hope that you give it a shot and take a listen. Right now, the trailer's up there. I'm editing the first episode right after I get done editing this podcast, which is it's going to be almost 2 hours long. So without further ado, let's get to the Brad and Sierra interview before I waste too much of your time. Yeah, we in this section, but you can't get in. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, I got the new Chrysler, it's blue with the tint. Quit asking me questions. I'm tired of these questions. Asking me questions, that's one of my questions. Yeah, I know you, but we ain't friends. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, we in this
intersection, but you can't get in. Quit asking me questions. Yeah, I got the new crack.
You look like you're from the movie where the girl comes out of the TV.
Oh, yes.
Is that scary?
Yeah.
No, not Scream, but yes, that is terrifying.
Oh, yeah. What?
Take a screenshot.
Hold on. Keep doing that. I'm going to make a screenshot.
The well. Yeah, she comes out of the well, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Oh, wait. Keep that up. Hold on. Now tilt your head up. There you go. Perfect. Thank you.
And then maybe the hair in front.
If you can. Oh, yeah.
That's what she had.
The ring, I think.
The ring. Show. Yes, the ring. yeah, that's it.
Command Shift 4.
Damn, I have nightmares now.
All right, that's going to be our show art. Okay, so you guys ready to start?
Yeah.
All right, when last we saw Sierra and Brad, I'm going to use my old ye olde storyteller voice. They were trying to decide whether or not to purchase a Model Y or a Model 3, whether it should be red or whether it should be white interior or black. All of these really tough decisions that your average millennial faces today, but can't quite make a decision on. So Sierra and Brad, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having us. It's really great to listen back to all the things we went through.
Let me walk you through it, because you guys are, what's the word I'm looking for? Silly. So let's walk through this in a way that the listener can follow, because I've been through this whole journey with you guys. Brad's been through parts of the journey, and Sierra's been through the whole journey. So let's talk about September 28th, 2020. I got a text from you guys. Oh, yeah. No, it's on. Like, I know that day because it's in my Tesla app, and I'm waiting for my chance to win a Model Y from your guys' referral. So I look at it every day to make sure it's still there. Yeah. But anyway, September 28th, 2020, I think it was a Sunday, but I can't remember for sure. But I was home. The family was home. I get a text. And it says, hey, we're going to buy a Tesla. And I was like, sweet, we're going to get a Tesla in the family. And yeah, so let's start there. Do you guys remember that day? I mean, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, not as well as you do.
Even before then, like, I'm the kind of person who's gone on the Tesla configurator like 1,000 times. I've been on that thing 1,000 times, looking at every aspect. And this time I had gone to the existing inventory, and I'm careful with my words there, because I went to the existing inventory, and which I've done before, but for some reason I got confused and I was looking through them, and they had some miles on them, and
like 100 or 200.
Yeah.
Like,
very few miles. And I saw one, and I just was like looking at it, I'm like, the price here is really good. And I was thinking, it was a used car. I thought it was used, but it was actually just the existing inventory. And so I kind of like confused myself. I thought somebody had like, you know, driven for like 1,000 miles or less and then returned it, which is silly. It was like,
And it also said, that was before we really understood the difference between self-driving capable and full self-driving. Mm-hmm. And it said it was capable, and we thought that it had built in the full functionality. Like it had, we thought it had full efficiency.
And so the price included full self-driving is what
you thought. Now, if we had just paused a minute and I'd just done the math, like normal, but for some reason.
But you thought it was a used car. So like, yeah, it so made sense to be a few thousand, like $8,000 cheaper.
Yeah, it happened to be exactly that much cheaper though, if I had like went and did the math, but, or we, you know, built that version.
So pretty much like right away, Brad was like, look at this deal. Like, we got to jump on this. We got to get it now. Like, and so we did, we placed the order for that car specifically.
Yeah. And it was close by. And so it was like, you know, you can also skip the delivery fee. So,
which is like $1,200 or something.
Yeah. I think there was still a little bit, but it was still going to save us there too. Yeah. So we like got it, and we right when we ordered, we got a call
Mm-hmm. Right, we had our guy. Yeah. He's still the representative that we have now. Yeah. That's probably that. Right. We're he's not like, super valued customer because yeah, we've like, played with him before.
Yeah, we should really mess with him and just cancel this one too.
But yeah, he called us up and then we asked him, like, oh, hey, just double checking, like, does this have this? Does it have FSD? And he was like, nah. And so then we were like, what? Oh.
Basically backpedaling in the call. We're like, we
don't. Well, yeah. And it wasn't a total backpedal. It's just before it was a no-brainer. And we still wanted the Tesla, you know, like, but it just wasn't that simple, you know, when mm-hmm. it wasn't like mm-hmm. such a good deal. Mm-hmm. So
I did think that was interesting for me, though, is like, for some reason, you know, like that was a total difference. I was like, this is a no-brainer now. It went from like, I don't know. And then like that $8,000 or at the time, I think. Yeah. I was like, this is a no-brainer. This is like, mm-hmm. you know, absolutely, let's get this. And that was made the difference.
It was a Model 3. It was white with white interior, normal wheels, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like $42,000 or something like that? Without taxes or anything like that. Isn't that what it came out to initially?
Well, I mean, it was $8,000 cheaper. It's like exactly what you would have done.
It was $8,000 cheaper and no delivery fee. So yeah, whatever that was too.
That's probably what threw me off in the math. When I was doing the math, like to see, it probably threw me off because I was probably adding in no delivery fee when I was like looking at the cost difference. Mm-hmm. But it was a silly mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when you get excited, your brain shuts off, right? And you're like, we're going to do this.
It's true.
And yeah, I mean, totally. I when you guys texted that, I was like, I went online and I looked at it immediately. And then I walked up the stairs and I told my wife, who was sitting on the stairs, I was like, which is weird because she never sits on the stairs. And I was like, oh, Sierra and Brad just bought a Tesla. And she was like, how the bleep can they afford a $60,000 car? And I was like, well, I don't think they got that one. I mean, I don't think it costs that much. When you guys found that out, you're like, okay, well, let's pump the brakes here. That doesn't make a lot of sense to make this purchase. So a little bit goes by, and I'm imagining that you guys are an emotional bundle of nerves, right? Like you had this high that you wanted the car to so bad, and then it just kind of slipped away, but you can still technically get the car. Mm-hmm. But you guys are like, oh, we're in this weird spot now.
Yeah I mean, I was surprised how much you got into it.
I did. I was like, we're committed now. Like, let's go.
Yeah, for you that was like, I like totally backed off. I like was like, I'm out again, you know. Yeah. And it was kind of like sad. Yeah, it was kind of sad afterwards. But
we never canceled the order.
Yeah, we didn't cancel the order.
It was only $100 or something. Or yeah. $200 or something.
No, we only put down
$100. Yeah, and so we didn't cancel it. I think you might have told me to. I was like, we'll let it stay there.
I thought we might need to tell him getting that one. But we never did. I think he got it from the call, even though we didn't explicitly say.
Yeah, he just backed off.
Yeah, I think he understood that.
About Tesla. Like, I've worked with Spencer and I've worked with Hunter. And I will say that both of those guys were really great when they were like, do you want to, you know, look into purchasing this car? And I was like, no. I mean, I was pretty upfront. This was a test drive. It was for the podcast. You know, this is not a purchase thing. And they were like, okay, cool. I did have one guy when I dropped the Model Y off, and we'll get to that in a second, that was really pushing hard for me to go ahead because it was towards the end of the quarter. In the quarter that was trying, he was really trying to get me out of that into the Model Y. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
I got to go because my kids have things to do. But that was the only, and it wasn't even a bad experience. He wasn't like super pushy, but he was more
pushy than anybody else. That's totally what you'd expect. And Tesla is like kind of changing that, the tone of like a car salesman, which is nice, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause ours, not at all. Like, we just let it sit there and we were just in limbo and like, we didn't do any other moves. Cause there's like all these action items where you like upload things and we just like let it sit there.
Yeah.
Cause we were like, oh, let's talk about it. And
they
then
probably, what we know now is they probably moved it like a day or two later. They like they just found a match. They're moving that quick. So
They sold the car that you guys were looking at a day or two later, is what you're saying.
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the exact timing, but I mean, we never got notified it was sold. So
no, what we did was, because when we talked to him, we were like, well, we would only buy one if it had FSD. So we took our names off of that car right away.
We were like, yeah, maybe that is a game changer for us.
Yeah. But then I think he assigned us to another one, maybe.
Oh, maybe he signed us to like a temporary one.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of fuzzy.
Yeah.
But
I would imagine if you have a reservation, that you have to have a reservation for something. So that may be like you may have just created something in the system as like a holder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Placeholder.
Yeah.
Because you can't just have $100 sitting there going to nothing. I'm sure that they have to have some sort of accounting in their system for that.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So then at that point, I was like, okay, you know, I was like, I'm out. And then I went and, you know, just like continued to hear about new developments. And I think this was all after battery day.
Because you wanted to wait for battery day. And then when we got battery day, that was from I'm expecting new technology standpoint, like right now, it was kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But didn't they say the cost of something was going up?
Well, that was eventually that's really what pushed us. But I also, in my mind, I like went through like, and really like literally tried the best I could to like do the timeline of when Cybertruck was going to be, like produced and when I could actually buy one, which would be like probably the cheapest version. And I realized it's going to be in 2022, probably. Like I realized it was going to be from that point about 18 months, the best I could tell. Of course, nobody knows, but, and I was like, okay, that's too long. That's too long to wait. So that's when, yeah, I was like, okay.
And plus, you know, do you really want to lift your dog into the back of your Cybertruck every single day? That dog will not jump into the back of a car.
We'll have to get stairs, little like collapsible stairs, like step stool. Yeah.
And yeah, you were kind of always still like, for you, that $8,000 didn't make it the game world of difference.
Because when he divided up 72 months, whatever, you know, like.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm more short-term thinking, so. Yeah.
And then what you were saying, what like I think really pushed us, and it was so smart because then we were like, okay, we're probably going to get one. We don't know when. And then I was like, well, I bet at the end of the quarter they're going to try for 500,000, and they're going to offer us something. They're going to offer something sweet, and let's purchase then. And then like a week after that, he's like, okay, FSD is going up. And I was like, oh, well played.
Yeah.
Well played.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even offering something. It was offering to take away something.
Yeah.
Which is like, dang.
Very smart. Because it's still a saving, but we're paying this. You know, it's like.
Yeah. Why would we know we were going to buy this eventually. Like,
yeah. It was a very smart move from my buyer's perspective.
Yeah. Elon definitely pushed the needle there.
Yeah.
In there, and I think we did this beforehand, but we went and we took a Model Y out for the night, the three of us.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
that did. That also pushed us.
Yeah.
We're like, that is freaking awesome.
Yeah. I'm still worried, though. It set our expectations too high.
Yeah. Because we haven't test driven a Model 3, have we?
I don't think we've ever been
in. Have you gotten one, buddy?
Yeah, I have. I have driven a Model 3 a couple times. And honestly, I found, and I haven't driven the one you guys got. You guys got the 2021. We'll talk about that later. But the one that I test drove, I thought the seats were way more comfortable in the Model Y than they were in the Model 3.
That's not what we want to hear. Tell us things we want to hear.
But as far as driving, it was, you know, low to the ground. It felt like a little bit like a sports car. You know, it was fun to drive. It felt solid. So
I did just see that somebody go measure the, we can get more into the 2021 version, but I did see somebody measure and compare very directly both the Model 3 to the Y and the new Model 3 to the old Model 3. And the seats were way closer than I would have expected from the Model Y to the Model 3. I thought there was like a big difference, because when you look at it and you see somebody sitting in it, there's a huge difference. But
seems way higher.
There was only a 1-inch difference in the back seats. All the other dimensions are the same.
You're talking about for room inside the cab.
Yeah, especially like leg room kind of thing. Yeah, you definitely have more head height. But I thought even you would have tons more leg room. The seats in front are a little higher, so you have a little bit more under there. But and the old Model Y's back seats, the new back seats on the Model 3 are 1 inch higher than they were.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which was a problem, I think. I think that was a
safe. Yeah, as somebody who's taller, that actually makes quite a bit of difference for when you're sitting in the back seat. I used to have an old Jetta, and the front seat was really low. And this was like even before the one we had when you came, Sierra. And the front seat was really low, which was fine most of the time. But when I was on long trips, like my hips would start hurting. And this was, I was, you know, still in my 20s and early 30s when I had this car. So it wasn't necessarily because I was old. It was just really uncomfortable. So that actually, I think, makes a big difference in terms of the comfort for the vehicle.
Yeah, for sure. I think they just upgraded this. I think they matched the seats generally. I still think it would be more comfortable. Like, if they had a standard range plus Model Y, I would have been like, well, let's do that for sure. And I don't know if you would have been on board, but I would have been trying to get us there, but they don't. So, and they're not going.
No. So let's go. Well, we're going to go back a little bit and talk about, cause you guys were really high on full self-driving. So we got to do a lot of full self-driving on the freeway, on side roads and all this stuff. And this was really important for Brad because Sierra refuses to drive and help out and contribute to the relationship.
No, she did though. Now you just,
I have been
got equal from all the driving.
I've been driving a lot lately.
Oh yeah, that too. But I mean, doing all this paperwork stuff.
Oh, true. Yeah.
You've like really, it's equal now.
Yeah. But I've also been driving. Just let the record show.
Yeah. So Brad, the way this works is I'm setting up a narrative and you're messing it up.
Oh, sorry. Okay,
Let's go back. Okay, so we were really high on self-driving.
You guys were really high on self-driving. We had, I don't know, like 4 or 5 hours together to experience that on various levels. What were each of your thoughts? And I'll start with Sierra, and then we'll move to Brad.
My thoughts in just a few words: mind blown, excited, ready for the future. Yeah, I don't know. There's like nothing else like it that I've ever experienced, you know? Like, I hate driving. What?
Tomorrow, if you guys drop by the house, we'll wear masks. If you guys drop by the house, let's go on a Waymo ride without a driver.
Oh.
You guys in for that?
That would be cool.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's worth trying.
Yeah. That is scarier. Like, I don't know. I feel like I trust cars that drive themselves more than the average person does, like by a lot. Yeah.
No, that's true.
Yeah, the fact that there's no one sitting in the seat to even like intervene is a little bit yikes.
Well, that was my impression. I was like, right when we got in the car, I already trusted a lot. And then I saw it when you're driving, I saw it do a few things that were really awesome. Like we were going to pull out to the intersection or the street and it saw a car. So it stopped you. Now you probably weren't actually going to go, but it like preemptively helped you with that.
We need a clarifier who you is. So the listeners.
Oh yeah. There's three of us. Yeah. Well, when we were driving, Brody was, but so yeah, I was like, okay, I see it doing some stuff. I've seen it, like function on YouTube. And I just immediately started trusting it a ton.
Yeah, too much.
In
my opinion.
Like, yeah, I have, and the Waymo too, I'm like very trusting of it. And yeah, so I was impressed. And I was like, yep, it's happening.
I think, I kind of wonder, sorry about that. It was a speaker. I think part of the reason why we like it is because we're bad drivers. I think objectively, both Brad and I are. And so I think
we're okay. but we also realized that.
Yeah, but like,
it's just so risky.
Yeah, yeah, because I think a lot of people are like, I wouldn't trust a machine to drive better than me. You know, mm-hmm. like I think a lot of people have more confidence in their driving. Maybe I'll say that.
Yeah.
And so I think that's kind of a.
And we have a saying anytime like we're in a parking lot or anywhere and we see somebody like do something reckless, like we haven't seen like an accident, I don't think, in a long time, but anytime we see something stupid. they backed out and they just missed somebody. And we're like, another daily reminder that humans should not be driving.
Yeah.
Like
we've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
Years. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the way that I try to describe it to the dum-dums that I work with is that it's like, it's just like another set of eyes, right? You still have to command the ship. It's just like another person looking out. Because when we were, I don't remember if you guys were in the car or not, or if it was the next day and the kids and I were cruising around, but somebody had stopped in front of the car in front of me. And this is old news, right? This is something that's been happening for years with the Teslas. And the car automatically slowed down. And I didn't have anything to do with it. The car automatically applied the brakes. And I can't remember if I was just in the autopilot mode or full self-driving mode. But it really doesn't matter. Like just that is just another set of eyes to kind of, to help keep us safe.
We all love that. Stuff on the brain. Yeah.
No, it's a big deal. Like about this time last year, we were coming back on the freeway from the children's hospital. And it was like, it was overcast like it was today. It was cold. And we had just got on this call that was not a super pleasant call. So we were kind of decompressing. We're just chatting in the truck. And one of the guys in the back is like, stop. And he screams, stop, right? There was like four or five cars in front of me that had not slammed on their brakes. And it's very hard to stop a fire truck. Like they are very heavy and they take a long time to stop. There was a guy four or five cars in front of us that had slammed on his brakes and had to jump out into the other lane, right? So he saw this before I even had a chance to see it because I was, for whatever reason, I just wasn't looking that far down the road. And I slammed on the brakes and we had that truck like tilted nose down.
Jeez.
And keep in mind, like, this is, like, we weren't going super fast. Like, traffic was going like 45, maybe 50 on the freeway. And I had that thing nose down and the car in front of me just kind of bailed out because they saw this huge fire truck down on them. They bailed out into the next lane and, you know, nobody got hurt and everybody was okay. But like that kind of thing, like you need eyeballs watching the road at all times, because no matter how careful of a driver you are, and especially when I'm driving a fire truck, I try to be extraordinarily safe because I don't want to wipe out an entire family, which has happened again and again and again. I don't want to do that or hurt anybody that's riding with me in the truck. So it's pretty scary stuff when you think about it. So having the vehicle tell you, hey, something's going on in front of you, we're just going to slow down until you can kind of look up and identify where the problem is.
Yeah. And I mean, like we're seeing it more and more on cars, like lane assist. And we're seeing a lot of this kind of like, okay, we need to do something. It's not nearly to the level of what Tesla is doing. But, you know, I do think we'll see more of it. And one of like my two, maybe three concerns with like, is this the time to go for, you know, Tesla, for the FSD? One of them is like, I'm looking at Comma AI, which does like, I don't know if you've talked about it before here, but they just do like a rear mirror camera and it's basically a cell phone. And I mean, you can watch comparisons of like, I don't think the new FSD like beta, but of the old versus Comma AI, they do, it's pretty good. You know, it's like, it's solid. And I don't think they're ever going to fully solve it because I don't really think you can solve it with one camera. I mean, maybe they get another camera and like, I don't know, Bluetooth it or something, but it's only $1,000 and you can like hardwire it into your like Honda, you know, there's a bunch of cars you can hardwire it to. So that was like one of the things. I'm like, is this going to be like, how competitive is this versus like how like likely is it that Tesla actually gets, you know, FSD? And I've seen like now there's like a lot of great video of them doing really well. But that's my my other concern related to like four cars ahead is, you know, they could upgrade all the sensor suite, and they could add on like way better radar, which can like see through objects, and maybe they go, oh, actually for level 5 we have to have, you know, this double X triple radar that can see twice, three times as far. And then what, right? And it's like, okay, well, that was a whole decision point. And she was like, okay. But yeah, I mean, like, so I thought like, I was really struggled with all these kinds of things, as part of it. And, ultimately it's like, well, you can probably get an upgrade. I would be willing to pay $5,000, you know, to get upgrade my sensor suite. Okay. Then.
Elon's saying, he just said this in an Axel Springer interview that the Patreon supporters get to enjoy right after we chat. But he just mentioned that he thinks that full self-driving will be ready next year, like 2021, which I mean, I fell for this in 2014.
Yeah, we've fallen for it a few times. That's true.
So I'm not super high on that, but I will say, you know, they're probably 80% of the way there. It's just that last 20% is really hard. Yeah. So I went and drove a test drove a Model 3, and I was like, ooh, full self-driving, not for me. And then Sierra and I went and test drove a Model X, and I said the same thing. I was like, you know, I mean, it's cool, but it's not there. And then we had that Model Y experience, and if I buy a Tesla, it's going to have full self-driving on it. And I'm not going to worry about, because like the problem with worrying about what's next is you're just trying to, like, the best that you can do in terms of a Tesla is guess the upgrade cycle, right? Just like when you go to buy a new Mac, you're like, when do they usually release these upgrades and what are the rumors? And I mean, you're just doing an educated guess, and you guys happen to pick up on a nice refresh with the 2021.
I think what's helpful too is knowing that Tesla has such a good resale value, because I've always said, like, I've never understood the point of buying a car new, because I'm like, it's just going to lose value right away, right? Like, something better might come along, and you're out all that money, right? I don't want to offend people who bought other cars new. I don't really know much. Yeah.
So, I mean,
but once we saw like how much a used Tesla goes for, and it's only like, it's a few thousand dollars less than a new one.
Or in like, one case, it's a few thousand dollars more.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we saw a guy on, I think I sent that to you, Bodhi.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm mentioning.
Yeah. The guy on Craigslist who literally has had it for a year, has like 20,000 miles on it or something, but he's selling it for the same price. But since you were buying it from a person, you wouldn't have to pay sales tax. So he's like, yeah, in Arizona. So he's like, oh, I'll save you $2,000, you know,
3 or 4,
I guess. But like, it's a year old Tesla, you know, like,
yeah,
he should be saving us $10,000. But yeah, like,
and he probably has hardware 2, not hardware 3. He probably didn't pay for full self-driving, which I don't think he did. So that wouldn't entitle you to, so you'd have to pay $3,000 for hardware 3.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what kind of brought me more peace, is that it wouldn't, I mean, I know it doesn't keep its value completely, but
I still wonder about that a little bit. I still look, even like at old Model
S. Well, we were looking at Carvana and like used ones, and they were selling them for the same price.
They did not know. They did not understand Tesla.
Yeah.
We were like, we had to call them up and be like, does this have full self-driving? They were like,
we don't know.
They like looked at the same webpage we were looking at.
They're like, the reviews don't say that the car drives itself. I feel like someone would mention that. And we're like, we're not buying a car through you. Like,
never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually met some of the people that work at Carvana a couple of times, and they're really nice, and they have a super cool operation.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No.
The way,
no shade.
Like, yeah, if you go and you look at the pictures that they have of their vehicles, because those aren't like renders or anything like that. They have super cool technology to get those pictures, and I'm not sure how much I can or can't say, because like I said, I know some people that work there and I've been there. It's really cool. I'm just going to say it's really cool. And yeah, they have spent a lot of money, and I'll go into it if you want when you guys come, or when next time I see you, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But the ability for Carvana to market these vehicles in the way that they do, I don't know why other companies aren't paying them. Because if you open up like a Craigslist ad and some guy's got his iPhone out there and you can see his reflection in the mirror and he's taking the picture and his pants are unzipped and it's like it's totally unprofessional.
Yeah.
And then Carvana takes it to the next level. But I will agree, like, yeah, they don't know anything about Tesla.
Yeah. And it's like it was an $8,000 feature where like you should probably highlight an $8,000 feature. Maybe they do now. I hope they do. But it was amazing. I mean, it was so cool. Like you can see all the, you know, all the imperfections. You can zoom around the car and see the imperfections.
So we've talked about full self-driving. Let's move on to the car that you guys bought so that we can move on to the nightmare that has been in between then and now.
Yeah.
So right before, was it like a week before Halloween? Something like that?
Oh, right. It was when Elon said he was going to bump up the price.
Yeah. So
whatever that was.
Yeah. Well, it was that and what we were trying to wait for the election.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted to let all the chaos go down.
Yeah.
I was like,
see how the economy is looking.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Whatever. Yeah. And so, but we were trying to wait for that. But the Elon announcement came like a few days before the election, didn't it?
Yeah.
So then, it was so close to when you said you wanted to wait until.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a great move by them.
Yeah.
It's $2,000, like, you know. And now it's like, now we're looking forward and it's like, okay, they're going to try to get probably more tax credits. And, you know, the tax credits were $7,500. So it's like, that's part of it. Okay, do we wait for those? But, you know, it's like minus 2,000 right off the top for the FSD. It's probably going to go up another 2,000 by then. So.
And we're about to do paperwork. So would we ever even get the tax credit?
Yeah. Well, Pete Buttigieg is going to be the Secretary of Transportation. And that's going to be the Secretary of Energy is high on electric vehicles too. So it may be that they retroactive some of these tax credits back a little bit. I'm not saying they will, but they are very pro tax credit, or very pro EV. So if you look back to
2020, like to the start of the year, but I don't think they'll go back to 2020. I don't think we'll get it.
There you go.
Have some bots.
So you guys decided to purchase it. I'm just going to go through this real quick. You got the 2021, which got the heat pump. You got the upgraded seats. You got the seals on the doors. What else is there that interested you guys in the new 2021 versus? I
mean, it's got the power liftgate, right? But I don't know. I mean,
Swear to God, like, and we joked about this earlier, but when you have kids, the power liftgate's amazing. We didn't get that in our Mazda. And it was like every single time I was like, I mean, we had twins, but I was like, I wish to God we had a power liftgate in this thing.
What is that? What is a power
liftgate? It automatically lifts the back up.
Wait, your van does do that.
The van does, but the Mazda doesn't.
Their car. Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. So yeah.
That's why we bought it with the van, because we were like, trying to wrangle two children, and the van opens the door, side doors automatically. If you hit the button, or not automatically, but you can hit it on the remote. Having those two features right there made the purchase of the van 100% worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a great car. Don't poo-poo the
lift gate. I have to say that, yeah, I drove your van a few times recently. And it changed my life. I really enjoy driving it. And I hate driving, but I felt so safe. And like the backup camera, there's no blind spots. You feel nice and high up. Loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we should have got them on a line.
We should have gone in a minivan. And the minivan costs about the same, I feel like. Isn't that like 60 grand?
No, the minivan was, I think we paid 40 and then we put money down, and then, well, we paid 40 for the van, so plus taxes and dock fees and all that stuff. And then
same neighborhood.
And then we put a bunch of money down so that we wouldn't have a huge payment. So, but yeah, it was the most expensive car we've ever purchased for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been worth it.
Yeah, I really like that. Anyway, yeah. What else about the new one? I don't know any other features.
Center console?
Yeah, I don't like the center console.
Oh, okay.
I think that the changes that they made to the center console, and if you guys don't know what we're talking about out there in podcast land, just go ahead. If you're ever curious as to what a family event is like when Brad and Sierra and I are together, we basically just cluster off into the three and talk about this stuff nonstop. I'm pretty sure we've rehashed this at least a dozen times in the last 3 months. And this is during a pandemic. But I think the center console overall, I think, is better. Do you not like that it's not glossy anymore, or do you just not like the way?
I mean, I heard the glossy. Yeah, I heard the glossy was like problem with fingerprint. I'm sure ours would have been messy, but just like the look of it, I would have loved. I love that people do like the white wrap on the white interior.
You can still do that.
Maybe. I haven't seen anybody wrapping the new ones. And they have the carbon fiber on the old one too. That looks pretty cool. But I just liked, it was so clean, you know, it looks so modern to me. And this one looks so like an older car. It doesn't look like a new design to me, but I bet after a while I'd prefer the functionality and the like cleanliness of the new one. But
yeah,
I wasn't totally pumped about that. I mean, it's right.
it's kind of low down.
Yeah, we'll survive.
So you got the white car, white interior, and normal wheels, and then you went with full self-driving. People can figure out how much that costs. And then you guys came over and you filled out all the paperwork. How did you feel like the initial paperwork thing went?
The initial paperwork.
It was like online? With
Tesla? Yeah, I feel like on the Tesla side, it was like pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I can't even remember. Yeah, it wasn't hard, right? You were there, Bodhi.
It didn't seem like it took, I mean, you guys were entering information. I was trying not to be nosy, but it didn't seem like it took all that long. It was probably like 15 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, it was very, very quick. And then it said like, okay, well, we'll let you know if you get approved or something. Mm-hmm. And that took like a couple days where it just kind of sat there. And then it came back to us and they're like, hey, if you finance, and we thought there was an option to finance with Tesla. Maybe there is, and we shouldn't qualify for that. But they offered us like a Wells Fargo loan, which no one likes Wells Fargo. I think it's safe to say. So we were like, thank you, next. And then Bodhi was really kind enough.
And it was also, didn't we get one at like 4.9? I thought we got.
Yeah, it was like pretty high.
Like 6 or something.
It was pretty high.
The one that Tesla gave?
It was very high.
It was like 5 or 6 or something.
APR. And that's problematic because you guys really don't have anything to do with credit. And that's good because you pay for things with cash mostly, but you know, not having a long storied credit history like we do, that's problematic when you're trying to get a car loan or a house loan and that kind of thing. It kind of adds a level of complexity.
Makes it harder. Yeah, for sure. And we discovered that a little bit. But yeah, so then it said, and this was kind of the part that I thought it would get hard on Tesla's side, because we were like, okay, we're not going to go with you. We're going to go find our own loan. And so then we worked with your credit union, Bodhi's credit union, set up an account and got that squared away like pretty fast. So it was looking good. And I just called up Tesla because, that was like one of the couple times that I've needed a representative like from Tesla. And he's been like out of the office. I think it's just like maybe been, I've kind of gotten unlucky with like his vacation times, I guess. So he wasn't able to help me, but I just like called the Scottsdale Tesla or something. And they were able to like go into the account and say like, okay, we just set you up with your, you know, they took the credit union's information. They're able to like input it really fast and the changes were reflected in the account. And I was really impressed that like just whoever picked up the phone that like was at that local store, like knew how to do all that and could help me like that quickly.
That's true.
So that was really cool. But then we were just in a waiting game. Like we uploaded like a current insurance. We didn't have to pay any more money at that point. We had to say who we were financing with. Mm-hmm. And then it was just a waiting game. Since we wanted the 2021 model, they weren't made yet, or they're made to order, I guess. So they said, now you're just going to wait for a VIN number and you can't do the loan paperwork till you have a VIN. You can't get new insurance without a VIN. And so, yeah. So we couldn't really move ahead on those other things until we had that.
Yeah.
And then they texted us. And so that was how long ago? When did we come over? Like a month and a half?
You mean initially or with, was it right before Thanksgiving?
No, right before Thanksgiving is when they texted with a time estimate and they said 3 to 5
that's weeks. Right.
But there were a few weeks where we had no time estimate at all, where we submitted everything.
It was just quiet.
Yeah, very quiet. And so that was kind of like, when's it going to come? And so once it finally, they texted us, that was around Thanksgiving. And they said in the next 3 to 5 weeks, that date could get pushed forward or backwards. But at least they gave us something. So
it's kind of interesting because it's like, it's such a big purchase for us and such a big decision. And then you like finally decide to do it. And then you start going through some paperwork and then it's like, okay. And you're like, wait, where are we? Like, you're like really excited about this thing. And you know,
they're just like pause.
Yeah. But I mean, they're going to sell it to you. They want to sell it to you. So we knew they were going to, you know, it's not like,
yeah, but we're excited. We're eager.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's tough to, I mean, yeah. Rationally, it's like, oh, whatever. We just wait until the car is ready, but definitely get antsy. And then this on like Saturday at like 2 a.m. this past Saturday, I got an email that said, your VIN is assigned and like you can go and make a payment now. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even see it until like, because it's like one of those notifications that like it happened in the middle of the night when you're sleeping. So like I saw it like 2 or 3 p.m. that Saturday. I didn't even see it right away. And I was actually on the phone with Grandpa and he asked me about it. And so then I like checked my email and I saw the email then.
You're like, bye, Grandpa.
Yeah, I was like, click, gotta go. Actually, though, I called him back later. But it's true. And so then it was like, we have a VIN. And then, but the problem with it being a Saturday is that the bank isn't open. And our guy specifically that we've been working with was on vacation. He was on kind of a long vacation.
From the bank? From the credit union?
Yeah, and it was a Saturday anyway. But then I don't hear anything from him until Tuesday. And then that's also when Tesla reached out. No, they reached out on Monday to schedule delivery. And Tesla doesn't really make it clear like what has to be done in time for delivery. Like it's just very, you have to like do some digging to understand. It's like, okay, do we just go pick it up? Like we paid the down payment. So like, are we good now?
Oh yeah, we did that on the weekend.
We did that Saturday.
That was like 10K for us.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot. It was stressful because we're like, oh, it's happening. it's the first time in this whole process we've like spent any money besides the $100 order. So yeah, we did that. And then again, it's just waiting. And then I text our guy. I was like, can we schedule delivery? And he's on vacation. So don't hear back from him. and then I got an automated text on Monday to schedule delivery. So we scheduled it.
The truck today.
Yeah.
We scheduled it for today. It was supposed to be today.
Because the truck was showing up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Arizona, right? So I was like.
Yeah. And Tesla has a policy where it can only stay on the lot for 3 days after it gets there.
Oh, well, how do they fix all the problems that came from the factory if it's only 3 days? It seems like there's not enough time.
They don't. They just say, Oh, sorry. You can take it.
Take it or leave it. Yeah. We got more people who want your spot.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about these problems, but yeah, so they're like, it has to get off.
I'm mostly joking.
Okay.
Like, every vehicle that I've ever purchased new, I've had to take back to the dealership to have things done. So like everybody's making a big deal about the Teslas having like problems from the factory. It's not exactly a Tesla problem. Like I had Volkswagen, I've had Mazda, I've had, you know, the Ford. Vehicle I've ever bought brand new, I had to take back to have certain things fixed, blemishes, paint problems, interior, that kind of thing. Like the van, the Chrysler Pacifica that we have, I took that thing back like 6 times to get things fixed. So it was not like just like one per visit. It was like a lot.
Yikes.
We're hearing mostly the why, right? Like, and it's almost weird how it's like, I don't know, I guess it's getting clicks or what.
But how much you hear about it.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you're also in the demographic. Like, you guys both have the interest.
Mm-hmm. And only
that, like, on anything.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing, is only Karens buy Teslas, so they're just going to whine and cry about it.
Yeah. Can't wait to whine and cry about mine.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go do a show tomorrow and just, yeah.
Complain about it.
Please.
Oh, there's this tiny little chip.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet it is disappointing for some people, but.
Hey, you guys see, because I saw it on your Christmas wish list, that the white paint for that you buy from Tesla doesn't match the pearl paint that's on your Tesla.
What?
Why would they do that?
I don't know, but it says it specifically in the, not that I was looking on the thing for presents, but it says it specifically in the description. Oh. So make sure you don't buy that paint. I mean, you're probably going to have to go to Tesla to get them to touch it up somehow. And they'll probably put that same paint on there that doesn't match.
Weird. Yeah. Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Huh. I don't know. So I'm like, guessing it has to do with the way that they put that paint, they apply that particular white paint. Like our van has this like weird, like kind of speckle. It's black, but then it's got these like little shiny specks in it. And when you scratch that, you have to like repaint the entire door. Somebody keyed our car. So we haven't had that done because we were like, well, I mean, it's like $750 and I just put a little black paint on it and hope that nobody notices, but you can definitely notice.
Yeah, I haven't noticed.
Oh, good.
I haven't. I was really, like, wow.
I know, it's horrifying. Horrifying. It hurts my heart every single time. It hurts my heart.
That's what happened like a couple years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, my wife asked a gentleman to please close his door so she could get out of the car. And apparently he got upset and keyed our car.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Ugh, people. Okay, anyway, where were we? Sorry. So
on Monday, you got the auto scheduler, and then you can only keep it on the lot for 3 days.
Yeah, so we scheduled it, but then like Tesla didn't say, like, because we thought, okay, we pay the down payment. Does that mean we could just take the car now, you know?
Right.
But then it does say on the website.
You gave them all of your bank information.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the website, though, it does say, like, at time of delivery, like, make sure final payment is set up. And so I was like, so is all of it due? Like, we've also never bought a car before. So I don't know if this is just kind of known that, like, oh, you just get the bank to write you a check and you give them that. Like, that wasn't really clear to us, you know? But yeah, so it said like bring final payment, but then, the credit union has just been pretty slow and sent us an initial contract that, had mistakes and, so we're having to like get it redone, but then we still haven't gotten it back and we're supposed to go tomorrow morning.
On the third day.
Yeah. So like maybe we can move it from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or something.
I think it would be so fun because then we can just drive like after work. We can just like.
I have a team happy hour, but.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
We'd take it in the car.
Oh my God. No, we're not. That would be. I hate us for that.
Yeah, I do.
But,
I'm almost like a little embarrassed about it. Like, yeah. I guess I'm so like happy and proud of it. And like, it's like a big thing we're like our biggest thing we're getting. It's like,
yeah,
it's almost hard to like celebrate it though, because it's like expensive, so you don't want to like brag about it.
It feels very we're not really buy-y people. Mm-hmm. You know,
now we are,
now we are, so we can't say that anymore. But before this, like we're normally
it goes like computers and then purebred dog and then Tesla.
Oh yeah, the dog was a little snobby. I'm also embarrassed of her, so
yeah, it's a similar embarrassment. It's true.
Yeah, it is. Like, I'm proud of it. This thing I love. Mm-hmm. Like, it's wonderful. But like, I'm not gonna go around and it's weird.
I don't think people really mind. I think most people are probably happy for you.
Yeah. It is something that, if we're talking about Tesla customer service, anytime we've called, I'll say like, oh, we have an order, and they're like, oh, that's awesome. Like, congrats. Like, people, there's like genuine like excitement in their voice. And I'm like, isn't that cool? Even the credit union guy is the same way. Like, it's like universally, like, even people who hate Elon, which is growing by the day, even they are like, Teslas are cool. Sorry, I did not sleep enough last night, so I'm hanging on.
No, it's fine. So right now you guys don't have a contract.
We don't have a loan. We haven't signed a loan contract because they sent me one today, but it didn't have Brad's name on it at all. Even though I gave him all of Brad's information.
Are you sure Brad didn't kill that?
He can go in and like stand back. Dun, 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 dun. I'm pretty sure. I was like, why isn't he on this? Like, it's like, oh, can you? Yeah.
This whole time I'm paying into it and thinking I'm part owner. And then like at the end,
I'm like, gotcha. Yeah. No, I don't play like that. But, and then he was like, well, I'm going to have to rewrite the whole loan.
Why? Like, can't you just add his name?
Right.
I mean, you guys got pre-approved together, right?
Yeah, we did.
We also were like, we're not going to not do this because you have to redo the loan.
Yeah, he was like, I'm going to have to rewrite the whole thing.
We're like, this is, I guess so. Like, whatever it takes, like, we're not going to change the loan agreement because you have to redo it. I mean, it sucks. Like, it's, you know, I hate
no, it does.
But also, like, it's a big thing where it's like we
can't. Yeah. And so, and that was like midday. No, I don't know. It's midday. And we thought by 5 we would get something back. Because once we signed that, he said he would just write a check and then he takes a picture of it. And then we can show that picture to Tesla. And I talked to Tesla and they said that that would work. So. Okay. So if this guy pulls us off tomorrow morning, but he's in California and they're an hour behind, so he'd have like an hour window of work time. So I don't know.
Can we pick up on a Saturday? Was that an option ever?
No.
Oh, man.
We have to get Friday.
That's what I'm thinking, though, is like.
Well, go ahead, Brian. Yeah.
Will they, like, it's 3 days. We're like, are they going to just give us one more day, like, come on.
They probably would.
It's like,
yeah. I think you can't pick up all 7 days a week.
I thought no.
So here's what I don't understand, right? If I was to go to my credit union, same credit union you guys are using, and I was to go to a place to buy a car, and I'm like, hey, look, I'm going to basically pay cash for this car, and here's my credit union. They work all that stuff. The dealer works all that stuff out with the credit union, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I call the credit union. I'm like, hey, we agreed on this much on the car. The dealer's like, cool. Or the credit union's like, cool. They talk to the dealer's financing department, and then the money gets there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is because it's a smaller credit union that's doing this, or if it's because it's specifically to a Tesla thing. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, they said that either a picture of the check or a something,
or the actual check where it shows up,
that's important. Or there was another option,
an IOU. I think if we like wrote down
a dealer funder request,
an
IOU, right? IOU. Maybe we'll try that.
So maybe that's what the dealership does when in that scenario that I was explaining. Maybe a dealer funder request is that kind of thing? Because it kind of, like, to the best of my knowledge, and that just kind of works itself out. Like, you guys are way more involved. Did your insurance, and I'll let you go in a little bit. Did your insurance go up?
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot? Not
that much. No, it went up about $10. And we have a very, we've been trying
this. $10 a month or?
Yeah. $10 a month.
I thought it went up more than that.
And it was a 2009 with a lot of miles on it. I mean, it's half the price of when we were in the Bay.
Yeah, just in Arizona.
Same car.
Fair. Yeah, that's fair.
But from here, it went up $10 a month. But then we added Sierra because, like, we didn't, I just said double that, whatever that was, get the same coverage. But here's the new car. And, but once we added Sierra, it went up another $30. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not too bad.
Yeah, not bad.
So I found that when I added Sierra to my insurance, it went up about $800 every 6 months, which was infuriating.
That's pretty rude of her. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's always going 100 miles an hour everywhere. So
yeah, I'm like the granniest driver out, like, ever. I feel like insurance companies should pay me to be driving.
Slow everybody else down.
Yeah, a pacemaker.
Yeah. All right, awesome. I want to thank you guys both for staying here for an hour and a half, and I'll edit some of this down so it's not quite so long, but I want to thank you guys very much for kind of sharing your journey. And I'm really excited. I hope you guys come by tomorrow. We'll wear masks.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that we'll don't spread.
Once we know what time we're actually able to get it, then we'll
coordinate.
Yeah,
the kids were like, they were basically like, hey, you know, Sissy and Brad, they're going to get their Tesla before you get your Tesla. And they're just going on and on and on about why you guys are better and how it's bugging me. And I was like, I told them, I was like, my daughter was like, I know it bugs you, Dad. And I said, it doesn't bug me. I'm very happy for them. And she's like, okay, but I know it bugs you.
I was also going to say, you know, thanks for having us on and letting us share our story. It's really cool to be able to share our story with you and a community that loves Tesla and, like, gets it, and hopefully we're making small improvements to the world. We appreciate
sure. Giving you the exclusive.
It's fun.
Yeah, how much is he paying us for this?
Yeah.
Hopefully a lot, because we owe a lot of money now. So.
Yeah. In roughly 9 days, you guys will receive your payment. 8 days.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. How I want to end the podcast, especially during this holiday season, is Elon's take on the meaning of life, which I subscribe to almost 100% on what he's saying here, both with the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy reference and the sentiment. I hope that you take this with you if you are finding that you are depressed or, you know, it's hard during the holiday seasons to be on your own, especially during what we're experiencing now with COVID. Just kind of take the joy out of the small things, the Skype calls with your family, your neighbors saying hello and Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, depending on Happy Hanukkah, which holiday you celebrate. I thought Elon put this very nicely.
When I asked you, what is the meaning of life during a dinner?
42.
You said after a while, well, probably this wonderful French cheese. Could you please explain?
Well, I was just saying that, you know, you want to take a moment to appreciate things in life and the sensations. Food's incredible. And like, there's just so many good things that you can experience. Some of them cost nothing, really. You know, have a walk in nature or just a nice meal, and it's like, wow, that's pretty great, you know. And we should take a moment to appreciate these little things, the big things, the things that move your heart, I think. that's probably the meaning of life, or as close a definition as I can think.
I'll be a warm place to lay when you're feeling cold, and I'll be all in when you wanna fold. When we're dancing life's dance, you'll be the partner I hold. You and me together growing old. Sadness and pain. When you're happy, you'll put a smile on my face. I won't be perfect, but I promise I'll try every day for you. And I will be, yeah. Graduates and moves too far away. When our parents pass away and our own heads turn to gray, when all that's left of me is this.